The Battersea Flat Mystery by Edgar Jepson. Part 1. On the night of the 16th of July, 1910, Thomas Weldon Anderson, an actor, was found lying on his back, shot through the head, on the stairs from the scullery door at the back of an empty ground-floor flat at 17 Prince of Wales's Road, Battersea. His stage name was Thomas Weldon Atherston, and he had acted chiefly in provincial companies touring the suburbs and the provinces. At the time of his death, he was 47 years old. He had married and was the father of 4 children, but he had separated from his wife. He was a good father and had given his 2 sons, Thomas Frederick Anderson and William Gordon Anderson, an excellent education. 8 years before his death, sometime in 1902, he had made the acquaintance on a provincial tour of a young actress, Miss Elizabeth Earle, and that acquaintance had been ripened to a close intimacy. She had left the stage to become a teacher in the Delsarte system of dramatic expression at the Academy of Dramatic Art in Gower Street. She was an admirable teacher. For 4 years she lived in the ground-floor flat at 17 Prince of Wales's Road, the very flat at the back of which Thomas Weldon Anderson was found dying. But burglars had broken into it, and for the last 4 years, from 1906 to 1910, she had been living in the flat on the first floor above it. Besides the main staircase to the flats from the street door, which was always open, an iron staircase ran down the back of the house to the yard. When he was in London, between provincial tours, Thomas Weldon Anderson often stayed with Miss Earle at her flat. She was a hard-working, kindly woman, and took an almost maternal interest in his 2 sons. Part 2. During the years of intimacy with Miss Earle, Anderson had shown himself to be of a jealous disposition. In 1909, he had been knocked down by a motor car, and his head had been injured. After that, his jealousy had become extravagant. He had been jealous of every man of Miss Earle's acquaintance. Indeed, that jealousy had become a veritable obsession. On several occasions, he had quarrelled with her about men she knew. He had threatened to cut her throat. More than once he had struck her, and once he had kicked her. To allay this extravagant jealousy, Miss Earle had gone so far as to give up the male pupils to whom she gave private lessons. About 8 weeks before his death, he had been more violent than ever. He had made a scene, declaring that she had had a man in the flat, and struck her. Then he had said it was all over between them and left her. He had gone to live in Great Percy Street. A few days later, he had called when she was out and left a note. It ran, "Dear Bess, just to enclose a latchkey and to give you my address to which you can forward any letters. I am sorry I hurt you, very sorry. Of course, you could not but deny, as that was the ground you were forced to take. I am sorry. Yours sincerely, Thomas Weldon Anderson." A week later, he called on her with his eldest son, Thomas Frederick. They spent part of the afternoon and evening with her and were on the friendliest terms. On the Thursday before his death, the 16th was a Saturday. His 2 sons were with him at a house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?